We're going to see now of Mishpat Ches, Ima Fligin Nesvino. Now going on the boat before Shabbos is not too common today. Only happens in a case when you want to go on a cruise ship, which usually is not common by people with pilots. On the case where, when we see go, what happens every couple of years in Eretz.
Yeah, I have cruises all the time.
Not by us, but yeah, there are cruises. And the second time it does happen, even to people like us, is when the Histatut decides to go on strike, and the people who left in different countries in Europe, they're flying from America, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael. Like my brother was stuck in Europe a couple of years ago. So the shuttle was how to get to Eretz Yisrael. And one of the agents a lot of people discussed, he was taking a boat to get here, because this country, they can be in strike for who knows how long. And there's no way getting here by airplane. The shuttle was, can you go on a boat? However, the newest in Yonim, besides the Sydney going on a boat, that we can learn out practically different halachas from the Sagir. First, we have a Bryson that we test from an elephant tomorrow on Shabbos, that brings down. A person cannot go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. The Gemara says that's only the loch negator a rishus, negator a mitzvah, lemaisa be mutter, but tonight they place imoy three shavas, a chalikus betzim. Why the Gemara goes on further and says, let's take a small distance, mitzvah the sidon, Rashi says one day, that'll be kated smutter. That means first we have three things over here. Number one, also less than 3 days. Number two, by case of a mitzvah, it will be mutter. And number three, when it says short distance, the mice is smarter. What is he saying? What is the reason why Chazal asked him not to go on the boat 3 days before Shabbos? So the Meshua starts off like Domo with five different reasons. He says the common timing, he says five reasons. Some Seifen Chuvs has eight reasons. But the Meshua starts off with the Klal from the Balamor, the Yisoid in general. Balamor says the halacha is that a person cannot put himself in the matziv to cause to be an active koach nefesh, and therefore Yid has to be Mechal Shabbos. That means the first reason why your person cannot go on the boat is ki'ilu being masan lidchoyz for Shabbos, which is the Balamor, is if you're being causing a person to be doyz for Shabbos. Why it comes on Shabbos, dangerous the boat, the rocks back and forth, lead to matzah koch nefesh, and you saw it right to malacha. So you're causing you put yourself in a situation of chilul Shabbos. That's how Num Shishan went down, the Rivosh, Tashpat, Rashpat, that's the Ikim Malach. Why are you causing a case in the situation of Chilul Shabbos? Either Shalit is or so, what's the difference between 3 days before Shabbos, Lamaisel, the Osir, before 3 days, means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Lamaisel will be Motor? What's the Chilik? So when Mepharshim explained that we know there's a Klal, Meshur brings down, that 3 days before Shabbos was called in Chazal Kamei Shabbata. Masha'en came the 3 days after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is called the Geis, the Shabbos Shavar. That means, for example, if a person we got to say Abdullah, what's the Locha? Locha, you can say Abdullah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Geis of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is connected to the Shabbos, the past Shabbos. Masha'en came if a person missed Abdullah, past those days, he can't want to say it's Wednesday. Well, this is more, it says, the person says, I'm going to bring a guest, I'm not. The get chal amnas I come after Shabbos. The Gemara Kitten says, what do you mean I'll come after Shabbos? How long is after Shabbos? The Gemara says the first 3 days is associated with the Shabbos beforehand. Masha'en kein, the last 3 days of the week associated to Shabbos that's coming up. So we have a klal that the lock is that Kredim Shabbata, 3 days before Shabbos, is called Kamei Shabbata. And therefore, the only responsibility a person has to worry about Shabbos is 3 days before Shabbos. That means this whole shash of the Balmor saying it looks like being doicho, the inn of Shabbos, beside the matkoch nefesh, only 3 days before Shabbos, because that's the association leading to Shabbos. Coming with you, going to bring down a second malach to Ramban, that's best in the board time with the Bnei Ruchim, why a person cannot go on the boat 3 days before Shabbos. It's keen the same idea you make your tnai, that to be doicho Shabbos, but however, it's a tnai that you cause chol Shabbos to goyim. When you're boat, goyim will be oisik in things, whether it's making knots, or putting the anchor down, or doing different yonim in the boat. And here also, it's the idea they're causing goyim to do an act on Shabbos. Not the idea of koach nefesh per se, but causing goyim to do malach on Shabbos. Also, numis yushanim went this malach, the ritual, the almoyer, the tashbats. They point out the same question, what's the chil between 3 days before Shabbos, or 3 days after Shabbos? The same Yisrael says that for him, that 3 days before Shabbos is when you have to start worrying about the idea they're causing to have a case of chil Shabbos, agam is only aday nokrim. Masha'enke, 3 days after Shabbos, you don't have to start worrying about the concept of Shabbos, and therefore there's no issue putting yourself in that matzah. The third malach which Shmuel brings down is that there's a sugi at the end of Shabbos that brings down a person cannot go on a raft or really go swimming on Shabbos. like you go swimming, you might make a chovah shel shittim, you might make a raft. Come along the Rav Haiger and it says, not lav dafka, even in the case of Shabbos itself, even Erev Shabbos, even 3 days before, a person will have this problem here. If he goes in a boat, nichl in the gzeira of swimming, as if you go in a boat, you make a raft on Shabbos itself. And therefore, a person cannot go do that. The shaila is, what's the difference between 3 days before Shabbos and 3 days after Shabbos? So here come along the Beis Yosef, so there's a different reason, because 3 days after Shabbos, since it's a heker, that a person cannot go in a boat 2 days before Shabbos, that heck is enough, and then you do it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A fourth reason over here is brought down again by the Mishnah Berurah, according to Ben Elchananel. Ben Elchananel says that there's a Shiloh, the Tchumil Lamaila Me'asaro, the Sugi in Erevin, the Gemara is Machloikis or Shiloh. What's the Locha? Is the Tchumil Lamaila Me'ten Tvachim or not? The Gemara is the Avoid Le'ifshita, there's Tchumil above 10 Tvachim. The Mice in the Geir, Miyuchad by the case of a Svino, above 10 Tvachim, the Mice will be Mekel. We have the Beis Yosef explained, since it's not doing it to the midbar, and therefore the idea of tchumim is only a case they are abundant in the water. Therefore, boys, if so, we still have to make above 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim in the water, it's going to be awesome. It's not a sugya of tchumim. Therefore, sometimes you go on a boat, and the boat, the word the Ben Chanal is bespina gracious, the boat might have sunk it into the water, and might be less than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the boat to the ground. And since it might be less than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the boat to the ground, if you have a bayam, it's not a sugya of tchumim. You're traveling tchumim, 10 tefachim, you're traveling the tchum on Shabbos over here. Again, before Shem asks, what's the difference in the case before 3 days or after 3 days? So the simple understanding is, 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start worrying about this thing over here to make the Shabbat. Again, a few days after Shabbos, you have to worry about this concept over here. Although the Zeruah gets involved, a little bit different for it's not a sugya of Marisayin over here. The fifth reason, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the three main Rishim over here they discuss, that a person cannot go to both 3 days before Shabbos because it's going for a person to mavatal his oinig. He will not appreciate Shabbos. You go on the boat, it rocks back and forth, and therefore to come Shabbos, you'll be seasick. The circuit, the atmosphere, is also very different from you. You get seasick. Then if it comes Shabbos, you want to eat, you won't be able to eat. Any food that comes inside will not stay inside. And therefore, for a person to have oinig Shabbos, you're causing a situation to mavatal the chiyuv of kosel Shabbos oinig, divrei kabbalah of having oinig Shabbos. Now, the Mefarshim explain, the Rif itself says, if so, what's the difference between the case of 3 days before Shabbos or 3 days after Shabbos? He just says, b'metzias wise, 3 days after Shabbos, that means you have 4 days till coming up the next Shabbos. By then, seasick goes away. People are sick the first day, the second day, the third day. Once it's the fourth day, your body is already used to it. And therefore, you don't have the bayah of being going bittul on Shabbos. Mashiach in the first and second day, when a person goes on these boats, they'll come out to be seasick on Shabbos, and they're about to in the over here. Just mitzias wise, that's how we got to 4 days. Chazal, by 4 days, most people in Mises don't have to worry about the inner being about to oinig. But those are 5 reasons in the Mishnah Berurah why a person cannot go on a boat. Again, there are other reasons, for more other reasons, just to mention the four that Chacham Sofer brings down, is that according to the Rashbam, he wants Taino, this is Beis Shammai Shito, and the Lord couldn't Beis Shammai, you have to finish everything with Oidyoim, here Namah finishing with Oidyoim. The Ravon Shito is, could we pass in even a mile in Yitvachim, the Sugya of Mitzad Chumim over here? The way we and the Rashbam want to bring down, the one Taino is the Is Mitzad Ovdin Dechol, which I don't know exactly what that means. The Ratzis, everyone wants to bring down, the one Taino going in a boat, it travels Dal Amos and the Karmelis. You cannot go Dal Amos inside the Karmelis. But those are 9 reasons the Rishonim say what the issue going in both 3 days before Shabbos. Stick what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, we have again 5 main ideas over here. One is the Begori Malacha, either Malacha Adi Yisrael B'Kof Nefesh, one, or Begori Malacha Adi Goy, two, or a third case, Mitzad, you cannot go B'Shot, you cannot float to swim, or a fourth reason is because Inam Mim Vatal Oinig, and the fifth reason, Mitzad, Sugyo Tchumim. Now, Halakha Ma'aseh, of these 5 reasons over here, which one do you pass like? Which one's the Iker? So, I assume everyone here learned the simulation from Chassid here. And you see very clearly the Mechab passing like all of them, except for the idea of going inside a boat, Mitzad Egzer Ashot, Mitzad Inna making Chavash Shel Shaitim. That, Mechab says, we do not pass in the gate Erev Shabbos, however, Mitzad Shabbos still isn't Iser. That means we worry about all in Yonim. You cannot go in Yisrael to Malach HaTzkok Nefesh, you cannot go to Malach over here. We worry about the inu of tchumim. We worry about the inu of mavat oinig. The only thing we do not worry about of the 5 cases which we're moving down, the gzeirah of shot when it's Erev Shabbos. That means you have to go through all the yonmovim and apply it practically. Now first, this Indian that we have, the first thing you cannot go 2 days beforehand, what is the zmanim? This different case of the zman they discuss. What is 3 days? Is 3 days, like I keep saying over, is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days before Shabbos? Well, 3 days means with Shabbos. Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. What is 3 days? It's coming with Mishabura, and being Zan Machlokes, once we get on the going, first Mog Avram, what does it mean? Does it mean Wednesday, first Thursday? What does it mean over here? The Mishabura brings down, it's the Kondalit, two different sheets over here. Does it mean with Shabbos or without Shabbos? What's the Yisrael of the Machlokes? There are two ways to say over the Yisrael. Either the way the Prima Gorm says over the Yisrael, you get involved with, let's say, everyone agrees the Ikkis Oinig. So Machabas only brings down the Sepeis, the Ikkis Yisrael is Mitzad Oinig. What does it mean to move out to Oinig Shabbos? It takes 3 days for a person to get better Mitzad in the being seasick. On Shabbos, the person has a course of Shabbos Oinig. He has to have Oinig every single second. He has to constantly eat balls every single second. He has to sleep through the whole entire Shabbos. Some people will try to be machmer, but they need to do that course of Shabbos Oinig every second. Well, no, the Maaseh is not to have Oinig on Shabbos, any part of Shabbos. So it says the people God wants a Taino. There's 3 days. Let's say you leave it on Wednesday, which is but the last hour on Wednesday. Last hour on Wednesday, so all happens. So 3 days is till Thursday, till Friday. And the last hour of Shabbos, you're not seasick anymore. So you have Oinig the last hour of Shabbos. Let's say you leave Wednesday in the morning. So from Shabbos morning onward, you'll have Oinig. Says the Supreme God, and what the pattern to get of Oinig does not mean you have to have the whole entire Shabbos. You have to have any part of Shabbos. If so, so you can leave any time on Wednesday you want. Just not on Thursday. Why? Because then if you leave on Thursday, the whole Thursday you see sick, the whole Friday you see sick, and then the whole Shabbos you see sick. Leave on any part of Wednesday, you have part of Shabbos, you have Oinig. Yeah, that's who Afi Svar should be that way. It doesn't work. Yeah. Mashiach, you want to tell what's the other side saying? You count Wednesday to the Prima Gordon? It means you have to share them oinig the whole entire Shabbos. And if you leave any part of Wednesday, it'll be part of Shabbos, you cannot have oinig. That means one thing that a person comes to Shabbos, he chooses when to have the boss or when to sleep, that's his choice. Fine, that's crossing Shabbos oinig, giving a person his own choice. But come along over here and say you have no choice to have oinig the first half of Shabbos, that's all the Man Yomar said, that's not fair. So the Magarav, no, you have to be able to have oinig the whole entire Shabbos. That's Machlokes, one Malach. The way the Yad HaFrayim wants to explain the Yisrael in Machlokes, you want to get involved, is it Din Mitzad Oinig? That's the Ikki said over here. Who is the Ikki Din Mitzad Kameh Shabbato? Is that the Yisrael 3 days before Shabbos or after Shabbato? That means, Numbat HaFrayim was saying the Yisrael over here is what? The 3 days, when's Abdullah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? When's Kameh Shabbato, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? If he said as Kameh Shabbato, Vada means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's the Sugi and Kamshas. If you say Mitzad Oinig, they want Taino. No, Mitzad Oinig is the Yisrael over here. Not Mitzad of Kaveh Shabbat, it means practically when you get to Shabbat, you have Oinig over there or not. So either you can say over a little bit of Oinig is enough, or the way Yad HaFrayim said, maybe Mitzias wise, maybe Chanam, you don't need 3 full days. Maybe when it says 3 days, it means with Shabbos itself is enough. That means 2 days before and until you get to Shabbos. So again, you can either say the Machlokes over here is Wednesday, Thursday, is what is the Ikatam Oinig versus Kaveh Shabbat. Okay, even the Yisrael of Oinig, which is certainly the Mechava Pasim, like, what's the definition of Oinig? It could be they get involved, Laf Kamino, being a little bit of a Rishon Tess. When a person, let's say, cannot have Oinig on Friday night, for example, can he eat by Sudas Bris Milo Shabbos morning, fill himself up, like, come on Friday night, they can't eat anymore. Can't eat anymore. And therefore, what's going to happen? The place can say, you should have an extra Sudas Shabbos morning. So, within Mishmur, we can have Machlokes, Magavram, Pimgonim, others. You call yourself not to have Oinig Friday night, is that okay? Oisin the mitzvah and bris milah, see this mitzvah. So it sounds like there's an argument in general. Could a person put himself in a matzav of losing power of the Oinig on Shabbos or not? Speaks out the Mechaber with the Gemara's Mamshech that even though the halacha is that certain times you can mafligi masvino, but still you have to make poisik imoy amnash lishpois. You have to make a tznai with him that the guy in the pot he's going to stop on Shabbos. That's if you look up the sugya and the Shmuel brings down, it's machlokes in the sugya itself. What's the halacha? Rebbe says the halacha is that you have to make a tznai with him. If it ain't a shot, and if he's not sure about what can you go do? I tell the Sheni, if Shum Gamliel, quoting the Shai team, says, no, you don't have to even make this tznai with him. You don't have to make this tznai with him. So the first question is, how do we pass him? Do we have to make this tznai or not? So the Mechaber is very clear and says, you have to make this tznai. It's coming to the Rambam, the Ben Aruch, we do have to make this tznai. Mashenki the Shaitin is going all the down. The Ben Yeruchim not that way. The Ben Echananel not that way. The Torah wants to pass him. You might see you do not have to make this tonight. So first, one machloek is we have to make this tanai or not. Bikur we paskin, you do have to make this tanai. Aleph. Second thing is, when do we have to make this tanai? It's very clear, we have two cases. The first thing, you go on a boat. One is b'makom mitzvah within 3 days. One is b'makom mishus before 3 days. So when you're making this tanai, you have three options. B'makom mitzvah within 3 days. B'makom mishus before 3 days. Or might have both of them. That's the third option. When you make this tanai over here, it comes again clear from the Mechaber, comes from Loch Rambam. Loch is even though you're mocking mitzvah, you have a heter within 3 days, still in this case you have to make it tonight. Masha Enki and the Rabban says no. What do you mean for mocking mitzvah? Why make it tonight with the person? That he has to be Shabbat, he has to make a staff in the boat. So it goes over to mocking mitzvah. You want to say the whole time Loch is daft to mocking mishus. So Machloik is, we share them this Indian. The Kamal the Chayadon, Mishpua Paskins, now if community be a case, is it like Kuvay this tonight or not? That means, number one, some say you do not have to make this tonight, mock mitzvah. Number two, at all. We want to pass it like Mishim Begamil. Number two is, those who want time, the whole idea of making it tonight only mock mishos. Therefore, says the Mishabru over here, to make this tonight, it's only lechatchilo, it's only a mitzvah below the kuvay, it's not coming to be ma'akiv. Once that's Roy Bechorim saying it's not the kuvay. Just an example, my mother came to seminary in the early 60s. She went on a boat, that's where they came. So the question was, very salt, that's the minute. So she came over here on the boat. So Shiloh was, she had to make it tonight with the person. So she can make the tonight all they want with these cruise lines, but they're not stopping over here. What's the local? Maisha to mitzvah, loy lo kuvay, sevich on the sheet, maisha not be a problem. How when you learn the local in Sif Dalit, but that's the matter again, mokum mitzvah. Negate to mokum mishus before 3 days, mishwa speaks out. In that case, you don't have to make it tonight at all, because you have to worry about jobs at all. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, now you make this tonight with the person. Now again, we're saying this halacha, it's mitzvah l'akuvah, however, when you get the sif dalet, the mechaber is going to take the halacha of a flig mesfina, last after the case of a sfina, even the case of a shayro, going in case of caravan into the midbar. That's sif dalet. Over there, the mishmur says you have to make it tonight, and the tonight is l'akuvah. You have to make it tonight with the person, then you have to stop on Shabbos, the people who travel in the caravans, it's l'akuvah. Then the Mishabru and the Bialok, what's the chil between the Alok and Sif Alok? It's only a mitzvah, not Lekuvay. Mash Enkin, the case of Sif Dalit. He says, because over here, what about Ethmi really left with? It's a Machloikis. The most thing being over here is Ethmi Rabbonon. What's the case of Tchum and Mail Meyud? The case over here is only a case of Rabbonon, because it's not Derech in the case of the Midbar. Mash Enkin over there, the case of Caravan is on Karko. On Karko is the case of Tchumin. The Alok is repasking the Yudbe's mill is the case of Deraiso. You only assume Deraiso. It's a Deraiso. The, over here, the most we're dealing with the Issa Rabbanon. Hashem, Issa Rabbanon. Fine, a person can be Mekel. Dealing with the case of Issa Deraisa, and Issa Deraisa, Vadi have to make it tonight. Now, let's say you make a time with this caravan, and he goes, and he says he can stop on Shabbos, he comes Shabbos, he doesn't stop. Then what are you going to do? He's going on, he can stop where you are. That's what Mechabit says. You walk to the Kof Nefesh, you keep going with them. But you have to really make a time with this person, the same, that he has to go stop. Mashiach in the boat, Meister dealing with the shells and the Rabbanon, that's the person who can say you can be Mekel. So my soul came out, again we have these different levels, we have these different sugyot over here, sugyot chumim, sugyot gar malacha, whether you saw or goy, sugyot oinig, those are the four sugyot malacha. Now the sugyot chumim, just to put to the side, that's not how sugyot erevin, the focus of the other nyonim gar malacha, the in of mevatel oinig. One case, we're saying malacha, the person cannot put himself in the situation of mevatel oinig Shabbos. Heard one rov, one taino, to fly from here to America before on Friday and Thursday, he's jet lagged. So the Maisa can go do it. You want to tie the 2 weeks so? That's no Shulchan Aruch. We have Mokum Mitzvah. A Vadi can. So the girl's applied to a Chutzlah. He wants to tie no. So Vati Oinik Shabbat, he's jet lag. And therefore he cannot go do that. Oh, so Lechura, Yish Lechal Karbe. That's what I said one row without quoting who this person is. The Yish Lechal Karbe. The case of Lechura being seasick is that even if you want to have the Oinik, you can't eat. The words of the Mefar Shemar, you shake back and forth and you can't hold it down. If you eat, it doesn't stay in your body. But Garrett, when you are jet lagged, people in Maisa, they enjoy not having a 3 hour meal on Shabbos, a half hour meal, and then they enjoy the oinig in a fetal position. They're having the oinig Shabbos. They choose different ways of having the oinig. And that they're, in fact, Garrett, they enjoy Shabbos, they have a chance to recuperate. It's not like the Garrett, when you're sick, you're seasick, and you can't handle it, can't wait to get over the seasickness after 3 days. That's the Mavatl oinig. Here, when you have jet lag, people enjoy the idea that you sleep for 12 hours. It's a kishmak. The Bnei Yeshiva likes playing, what's your side of ending on Shabbos sleeping? Is it going to sleep? Is it the sleeping, or is it the waking up? Now, if you mean to go to sleep Erev Shabbos, you wake up on Shabbos. is your only Shabbos. You go sleep on Shabbos, you wake up after Shabbos. You go sleep before Shabbos, you wake up after Shabbos. Did you get any Oinik Shabbos out of it? So I don't like saying, oh, what's the ikki said of Oinik Shabbos? Is waking up, saying, oh, you have more time to go to sleep and go back to sleep. Fine, start clearing. Which one's the ikki Oinik Shabbos? Is it the sleeping per se? You're going to sleep. Waking up between and seeing you have another hour to go to sleep. Yesh lo yesh lain. But the mice, that's Oinik. So that depends on what jet lag is. What?
Even not,
there'll
be a
chelik
Shabbos that
we'll
enjoy anyway.
There'll
be some
Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Not the reason, yes. Give out the machlokes then. Yeah. I don't give out machlokes. Even down the machlokes. I mean, one reason you can say some earning Shabbos. Even without that, I think the whole thing is earning Shabbos. They discuss also, once the thing that idea is, what happens with our boats today? It's the same halakha flying. Our boats are these cruisers, much more sophisticated. And the words of Rabbi Yashiv is there, Beit Malon on a boat. It's a hotel on a boat. The mice are very fancy, and you seem to have everything on top of it. And the shell is, do we really get seasick on these boats over here? So the sports town of Karp said to Rabbi Yashiv, we want to tell them that our boats today are different. Mice, people enjoy it. It's raining, all for relaxation, not really get from place to place. Forget the Holy Spirit is the cruise. He said about it, you're not that way. So you want to tell about it. He can't. He says back. One time, it's time the pashas is the person not get seasick. Atah sheni, the isur chodashani, and above time says the ma'aser. People do get seasick. So what seems to me what the machlokes really is: how do you look at a dumb person? I mean, if you know you're not going to get seasick, no problem if you did before Shabbos. Mitzvah to give oinig. If you know you're going to get seasick, the ma'aser is a problem. Question: how do you look at dumb people? That means there are certainly a mina motzer of people over here. The ma'aser do get seasick first couple of days. So that's only not that.
Not over here.
Not over here. Okay.
No,
yeah, the people who would go. If you tell me, you know, not the way to say this, it seems to be a little bit of an argument over here. What do you do today's day and age? How do you look at the fact that Arsenal and me and Mossy that way? He told them, what is that exactly? How this from used to care. Let's say you're a sailor and you're one of you go to the boats all the time, constantly. You don't get seasick. It might not be this over here. Of Oinik Shabbos. Once they discussed in of Oinik Shabbos, they said, what about a case of going to a dentist on Friday? So they say, to get a stomach cleaning, not a problem. Why? An hour later, teeth are no problem. Well, can you take out a wisdom tooth or any tooth on Friday? So if it's causing you a lot of pain, you can't eat. Of course you're allowed to. Where's the stomach? If you have to take a wisdom tooth, it's this week, next week, it could be on Sunday, it could be on Friday. What's the law in that case? Gemara Lekochani says, after the Svarash, but if you take a tooth on Erev Shabbos, usually comes out Friday night, you have a very hard time of eating. Hard time eating. Takes away the Anidim Kosh L'Shabbos Oinig. And if we cannot do that. Heard of Berkutzi, once a tiny, there's a minig Yerushalayim not to have dentistry open on Friday. He himself said, he's not sure how long the minig is. He's never heard of dentistry in Yerushalayim. He says, the Kaf Oinim said, there's a minig dentistry not to be open on Friday. Now, I think they say, oh, well, let's say a person has a choice of during this man to go, but could be on Monday, Tuesday, or paying this man on Friday. So Elam says, I'll be Sforish, boy, then I'll be able to get a Mokum Mitzvah. So you go in his mom, we go in case of Friday. The Dov Feinstein, he wants to know, can he go on Friday when the chance get a wisdom tooth removed and it comes out on Shabbos, your husband's around to help out and take care of the kids, or you should do it during the week. So Dov Feinstein, in general, should not do it on Friday, but if you need the option of having your husband out to help out, then why do you do it on Friday? So again, we have these third over here of Mavat, and what we won't do, but there are Nichol again, the mitzvah, the end of the simon over here, the Ram over here, and again, the idea of mitzvah is a broad parameter, we'll see if it's so it comes out, we take that into account, we let things come out that might be a chash of mevatel oinig over here. Now, this in of going on a boat, again, we're saying the loch is that within 3 days, the mutum mokum mitzvah, before 3 days, the mutum mokum mishus. That's the third option. Within 3 days, the mutum mokum mitzvah, you take care of all the problems. That means the loch and sif is discussing. Now let's say it's the case of this rave goyim on the boat. Therefore, malacha ends up being done for the goyim, go after the rave. So we don't worry about the indibikorach nefesh or the indib malacha. Let's say you know the boat is a mile miyutfakim, like come on all our boats today. You have no bayam tells you go up tchumim over here. And you know in the case of the bia matkorach nefesh, you're not helping out, they're doing it over here. And you know in the case of your ruggle, you don't get seasick. It comes out, you're taking all the problems, you're not going to boat on Friday. If you know you're not getting seasick, and there's more than tatfakim and most of goyim, there should be no problem. The others from say that's the gate when the driver or the boat company is a case of the Nahag is the guy. Building upon this, they say, well, what happens if the Nahag or these cruise ships are being run by Yidden? drives the yid, or the malach the beginner, in the case of yid. Let's say a person is going to Cyprus, a place that's not a malach mitzvah. Is any heter to go on these cruise ships when you know that yidin are doing malacha? Yidin doing malacha. That means goyim ki mamash is very simple. If the way goyim and you might still get seasick, no problem. Let's say in that case we know that yidin could end up doing malacha. Is there a problem over here? So Moshe has a tshuva and it seems that they were quoting him incorrectly. He's coming to say what exactly he said. He said the vada malacha is that before 3 days, you have a question. Before 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you have to worry about Shabbos at all. You don't have to worry about Shabbos. And then we want to tie on that what could the Issa be? Ilamai, you tell me that a Yid goes to Malacha for you? And Chalambi said, Kin Avano of it. Kin Avano. A Yid puts on a life for you, Kin Avano. By the way, Chutzmida, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, what's the problem? What's the Issa? Is Yid? Maybe it's not the right thing to go do, he says, Al Piyashkafa. To answer it? How can you answer? Before Shalok and Shulchan Aruch. You have to worry about anything that happens from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Because only the bond is safe from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you have to worry about Shabbos. Don't think about it. Come Shabbos, I'm on a boat. What should I go do? I says, I know you can't. That means that certain people, like the Urcha Shabbos says, he says, Moshe the Pelo, what happened to the Sigurd? I know you read the truth, but Moshe said, I did not. It seemed that people were quoting Moshe over incorrectly and coming to defend that. He says, I don't know, the Moshe is also. No, it's also. That means putting on the lights for you. But otherwise, go on the boat, what's the problem? The Chavdas wants to ask you, Latin has another interesting question. The Maestro, why is there a problem over here inside the sugya of that you're causing a Yid to do a case of Chilul Shabbos? Chilul Shabbos. Each loading, each line, if that's so enough, the Metzias, you have to know what the case is. You're causing all the Yid to do malach for you, to put on a light for you. Don't put on a light for you. The Maestro, I'll be chesed with Shabbat, it sounds like you should. Hagam, I know there's a big tool in America, all these cruise ships. One mitzvah hashkocha of what the food, one mitzvah the ambience, and there's a big tumult about what exactly you're giving hashkocha to. I know the badats will not give hashkocha to these cruise ships because they say we're giving hashkocha not just the food, to the whole atmosphere over here, and therefore they say that's their achayis. In America, they seem to say that these people are doing it anyway, so at least take care of the kashrus, and the other inyonim will turn a not blind eye, but at least the whole flock is saying them from certain Yisroel and ignore this issue over here. And I know there's a big tumult in the Kashrus organization in America, if that's the correct hanhoga, and what to go do about that. Well, that's a side point. Yeah, the cruise ship is a place for frivolous, that's what it is, that's all mockum. What? Certain ones, no, pay the Copenhagen. A cruise ship, that's all it's for. Pay the hotels.
Yeah. Not Kibbutz Washington, but most
of it. People cannot make Pesach and they enjoy Pesach. They have other problems as you're up there.
The ones that have other things besides the food.
No, even things that have other things. There's Simchas Yontif, the idea of Chol Moed, and then there's the idea that people have issues in general, the whole life. What does it do with Pesach? Now, come on, Mechaber Tzivdal, he brings down, once we have the block and Alphaz and Gimel about going on a boat on Shabbos, Tzivdal extends its idea from the case of a boat to the case of going on a shayu, the case of going in a caravan, to the case of the midbar over here. Building upon this idea that we're extending it more to these cases going on a boat, example, the question is, can you sign up for the army? You're part of the army. The national plan is a tribute about it, what sign up? What's the problem? You sign up Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I might end up doing malach on Shabbos. No, I don't have to worry about Shabbos. So once time this whole tailokan dak when it happens once in a while, but you put yourself a massive bakulk and effort all the time, constantly, you said nicely about the problem. Number one. Number two is we'll get to that we'll see that there's an interesting challenge to Dalit per se. Is this a heter going on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Is this a heter that even though you know for sure you can do an active kulk and effort, an active for sure kill Shabbos? Or is this heter only in case you need a suffix, when it's something what the loka is? What's this case of instance of Dalit or the Balib? The Maestro, you go to both on Sunday. You know for sure we can go off on Shabbos, you don't know for sure. It's a Suffolk. The caravan is the case of the Suffolk. Well, that happens, you know for sure. If you go on Sunday, come Shabbos, it is going to be Bukhok Nevesh, and you're vadi putting yourself a matzav of Chil Shabbos, a vadi. What's the look in that case? The Maestro, when you read the Machab over here, coming through Rivosh, you sound like Maestro Tzimutr. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it does not be upon your mind, don't worry about it, there's no problem, the Eliyahu says, even in the case of a Vadi, the Maestro Tzimutr. Atzal Hashemim, Mishmuah, and Maravam do not pass in this way. Come along the Mishmuah, and Sukkon, Chavav, he brings down the Knesset Gdolah, Reuben Lev, and says, Maestro, what's the case of a Vadi? It can be also even from Sunday onwards. You cannot put yourself in matkoch nefesh that causes a case of chol Shabbos. The mice is also. It's also. Let's say you did that. You were in the boat on Sunday. You were not allowed to in a case of matkoch nefesh. What to go do on Shabbos? So matkoch nefesh, I'll be sorrow. You make chol Shabbos. Agami did something wrong. We discussed already when we learned the sugya matkoch nefesh. Once you're matkoch nefesh, you say the case of chayvim. The problem is, if you read the Mishnah Berurah over here, and the Magen Avraham, it does not sound that way. The word of the Mishnah Berurah is, you should sakdim ba'atzmon k'tas lo yichal Shabbos. Put yourself a matkoch nefesh, the word of Mishnah Berurah adding k'tas, Magen Avraham without the word k'tas. You put yourself a matkoch sakono, put yourself in danger a little bit. Why? Because you should not have gone on Sunday, the mice on this boat, or this caravan, and you came k'tas nefesh on Shabbos, put yourself a matkoch sakono, a little bit. Correct, Eilon, Pilei Ploim. The mice says, if Koch Nefesh, why is she misaskin at Smoy? Why is she putting the matzah of Sakon over here? So the Chav Chaim's Talmud, the Mechonon, the Kribitz Oris, the Chav Gimli, wants to discuss this, he gets about what Shabbos is a Hotcho or Dechuyo. One time the Ikki said that Shabbos is Dechuyo. And one time the idea of Dechuyo means that the Isser is Mitlo Tolo Vekoy. That means, for example, not the Isser per se, the Hotcho and Dechuyo, number one. Number two goes on saying, when a person goes in a boat on Sunday, whether it's Isser or not, Yishlod, it depends if he has Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos or not. And that going on Sunday is the Isser, it's Mil Tal V'Koy. If he ends up having Mechal Shabbos, he was Oyvid Isser on Sunday. If he's not Mechal Shabbos, he's not Oyvid Isser on Sunday. So you want to tie in the Isser of Sunday, there's no Heter. It's all Mechal Shabbos, it's Chuyo. Then if you want to tie in the person has a Mesakin Atzmoy on Shabbos, not be Oyvid Isser Mechal on Sunday, which had no Heter. It's only case of Tchuyo. Kol Shom Zalman and Shuvo, it says, Pilei Ploim, Yisav Kol Soif, what happened over here? It's V'chai Behem, who cares? Hutch, Tchuyo, Mitzel Tavakoy, Mafreyo. But my son, right now, it's Koch Nefesh. How can you put yourself in the Matzim Tzakono? But the Chodshani, Zayin Fisher, they all ask, what's going on over here in this Mishnah Berurah? So, as you said, we spoke out of Koch Nefesh, and the Moshe says in Shuvo, Shad over here, and the Rosh Hashabbos also said that, you said over here, that there are really two inyanim negate the sugya, the idea of koch nefesh. There's one, there's a heter, you have a right to mechal Shabbos, and sometimes there's a din, a person has a chiyuv to mechal Shabbos. I mean, certain times, for example, a person, let's say, she has contractions, she's very nervous, so what she does, she goes and runs to the hospital on Shabbos. Doctor says whatever. Oh, whether it is in labor or not labor, but my sister, she worried about it. Another friend, another girl, could be the same situation, said, no, I'm not worried about it. She went another hour or two, was after Shabbos. One was Mechal Shabbos, one wasn't. What was Oyvin Isser? They were not Mechal Shabbos? They should, Mechai Ben. Or the one was Mechal Shabbos was Oyvin Isser. People in the same situation, did a person have the same situation, and did they have to worry and do the same thing? So Moshe Tshuva, he writes in Chaim Chilgalos, that people have different tevis, different chunas, different characteristics of worrying about situations. Everyone here has spouses, and they know that either sometimes they're more worried, or the other one's more worried. People have different traits of how to act in different cases. Some people that have more daigus, more worried about certain things, and therefore, for them, echlami it's koch nefesh. They have a right to mechal Shabbos. Mashing and those who are not worried about it, no, they have no head to mechal Shabbos. Says the Moshe, the idea of traveling on Sunday, I'll come to mat koch nefesh on Shabbos. Mashing the level koch nefesh over there is like the in between case. I mean, you could say the heter of Mechal Shabbos is Mechai Ben, but the chiyuv to Mechal Shabbos, the chiyuv to be oisin koch nefesh, is lo yisam adam reichel. Could be two different things over here. The difference is Orchot Shabbos is yisoy gadol nedineb koch nefesh. The words of Mishnah Berurah, do tzah sakono. Put yourself in the matziv, a little bit of sakono that you felt on Sunday, that don't worry, I'm going to push myself a little bit, and will not lead to matziv koch nefesh. Then the maestro says, real koch nefesh, that if not me a person has to take care of it. But there are always different levels of Mekoch Nefesh. Maybe one time on Sunday when it says it's Vada Mekoch Nefesh, meaning what level? The lower level. That, if you push yourself a little bit, you say, I know my tchuna, I know my characteristic, I know I'm not going to be worried about it. Push yourself a little bit, that's not going to be a dagger for you. Echlami, you have a heter for that. You see numerous cases that one person will run when the sirens go off, on the Chal Shabbos. Another guy will go outside, look up in the sky, see the missiles are coming. That's what people are doing. Some people are not worried, some people are. One's even issue is Mechal Shabbos, another guy looking out to you. That's different logics. Different logics, people do. Because this one, he believes nothing's going to hit him, nothing's happening. This guy, he gets very worried, that's his tendency over here. So there's an in-between level that might have a heter without the chiyuv, the mechayiv over here. If so, that's called Bishan Meshuah, the one time that was said Ksasakon over here. Push yourself a little bit, put yourself in matter, take away the daigas, and not to worry about it. Now, what is the reason why you have to worry from Sunday and onwards? That if the Vadav Kof Nefesh, it's also, what's the story behind it? So it seems to be a machlokes, they didn't do Abon and didn't do Raito. The Chavetayim is safe in Machle Yisrael, one tiny Yavachim, it's out of Shemum, the Yisrael Shabbos, starts from Sunday. He cannot put himself in Vadav Kof Nefesh, mean Mechal Shabbos. The Rebbe Shalom Kluger writes in the Gemara, Nida Daf HaMechess, and Nichol Geder V'Zokosh, Zokosh Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi. Might look at most places over here, Tzemach Tzedek, or Chavetz Oros, or Bekivo, Kivegir, the one time that is Nichol Yisrael Rabbonu. After we know the case, whenever, besides Sabbath maybe, what is the Yisrael on Sunday? What? He said Rabbonu. What is the time of the whole book? No, what is this? We have a look at the Radbaz saying the Fatim Lanak Mechaber, a person on Sunday cannot go on a boat or caravan, no Vadim Kof Nefesh on Shabbos. What is the Isser? Is it Isser a Din Rabbon or is it Isser a Din Raisel? Why cannot go do that? So, if you, Shmuel, we've almost get involved with this question over here. We're going to get involved with this. We actually, we're all going to involve the different sigils over here. What exactly is there? Moshe writes, why don't you only do the Rabban in one final? Why do we have to worry about Shabbos till 2 days before? And Moshe Musa, what do you mean? Zalkos Yerim, Shomar is Yerim. So one time, it's a Shabbos, do the Rabban, do the rest of the Nafkamin, and the Gates, it's fake, it's other cases, how to apply practically. But Moshe, we have you say over here that even though there's a Heter, but 3 days before it, or really, before 3 days before that, in Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but not in the case of Avada, leading Matt Kuok Nefesh. The infamous of Menashe Klein, one of the reasons why he cannot join the army was Taino, because you know for sure it'll be a Matz Kuch Nefesh, even on Sunday morning Tuesday will be offered. If you join the army, they'll tell you to do things you have to write and be a lieutenant and call Shabbos.
In America?
Even in any case, it's discussed in America. So he says two things. He says, first of all, in case of war, about Matz Kuch Nefesh. And he says, not a war, you can away with religious freedom, but not during the war, you can get away with the Pashas. Not during the war yet. He wants time to, what he joined the army for, right? To fight. Matzkoch. He'll be eventually over time. He's time to be Matzkoch Nefesh. Savadai. They have another interesting case based on the idea of Vadai. What's the halacha if a person is a doctor in a hospital, and let's say Friday morning, Meister, his time to get off, and he goes home for Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos morning is his time to be back on. It's his turn to be in the emergency room or be on call. He has to come back to the hospital. So could Friday, Jewish or not Jewish, doesn't make a difference. Could he Friday, or let's say even an hour before Shabbos he gets out, could he go home, drive home an hour before Shabbos? It comes Shabbos, Matzkoch Nefesh, I have to drive to the hospital. Could he now put himself in the matziv that he has to mechal Shabbos? Why Jewish patients? Mama Jewish patients. Can he leave the hospital and cause the matziv of Kul Shabbos whether it's through him, of Yidden? Or even getting a goy to go do it. We have two halachas over here. We have a halacha that you cannot be goyim a goy to malach on Shabbos. You cannot be a goyim a yisrael to malach on Matzkoch Nefesh. Can you go home an hour before Shabbos? Ma'aseh, so what are you doing? You're causing this is mamash halacha. I'm thinking of a svino. Is there a heter over here? So bring down the Yisrael from Zalman or Nan Zal and others. They want time. Ma'aseh, it's motor. Motor. Why? Because ma'aseh, it's earning Shabbos. Mitzvah. Mok mitzvah, ma'aseh, it's motor. Mok mitzvah is motor. Asad Hashani, track the oilam, mock mitzvah is mutter. But the mutter mock mvadai. Is the mutter when the case of it, the stolen case of Matzkoch Nefesh, vadai? Says the Mishmur at the beginning again, it's called Chavot. Mock mvadai, the mice, you not have any head over here. You won't have any head to mock mvadai, mock nefesh. Here, the mice, in our way, someone is going to Michal Shabbos for you. You're going to Moloch for you. Therefore, the Moshe and Shuvah on the Shemir Shabbos, the mice says, you cannot go home. You cannot, the mice, go home beforehand. Why they want Taino? That who said you ever had to cause the Chilul Shabbos in a Matzav Avada? We have Mokum Mitzvah. Now the way the Orch Shabbos had it, he just wants to what?
What's the Vada?
What's the Vada? He had to drive back to the hospital. Now the way the Orch Shabbos had it, wants to answer why those are Mikol, he says the Chiddush over here. He wants a Taino that going on a boat or an airplane is leaving where you are. When in the hospital, you're going back home. That's where you are. Your house is your Mokum. That's not creating a situation with Gurmi Chol Shabbos. I always belong in my house. That's my makom. Sometimes I go to the hospital to work there, sometimes I go back home. My makom is my house. So I'm not going somewhere that's calling Chol Shabbos. I'm returning somewhere. So you want to say, if that's so, he says, let's say an hour before Shabbos, and you go away somewhere, so you said to eat in the sukkah, mokum mitzvah, that for Shabbos won't be any heter. But to go home, you want the taino, that's not going somewhere, that's returning somewhere. And with that, you want to say, that's the heter, why the doctors would seem to be the metzias is, they go home, they not seem to worry about this, Indian over here, I come and call the kids to call Shabbos afterwards. Good Shabbos. The idea of Chaim Kanievsky, what is the heter on Shavuos for Eilim to go to the Eretz Yikah on Shavuos for Pesikin? You have thousands and thousands of people go. So what is the cause? The cause is that numerous police people have to work on Shavuos, and a lot of them are Jews. And in essence, they're doing mitzvah matzkoch nefesh. So you're goring them to a matzkoch nefesh to mechal Shabbos for you on Shabbos. What is the heter exactly? Same idea. That's just a question of Yisrael Chaim. He says, Yesh Mokum Lohokum. Mokum Lohokum. It's not telling exactly, could be what exactly the Isser they're doing by the police. I'm not sure there's an Isser when they're standing around watching. Carrying the gun? I don't know if that's the Isser. I'm not sure what exactly what Mokum they're doing. Why he's, it could be that's why he said, Yesh Mokum Lohokum. Now, the Amat Zok, even though we have an Isser over here, the look is that 3 days before Shabbos, Lemaise is going to be Mutter be Mokum Mitzvah. So what is Nichol together? Mitzvah? So one case speaks out the Amal, the case of Yeshiva Yisrael. Now, is there a mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael man as that? So, first, the Moshe Tshuva writes, the idea of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, he says, Avad is the only mitzvah kiyumis, not a chivis. Not even can breathe, Baruch Hashem. The only mitzvah kiyumis is having a raya. But Yisrael lived in Chutzlaris for Dara Dara, and no one ran to come over here. The only mitzvah kiyumis, not a chivis. However, the place can say, once you're here, it's also to leave. That's the Lachan Ebenezer Simon Ayin Hei. Mice, you cannot leave, also. Except for certain klolim. Of Panoso, Torah, Nesuin. The Kishal is, if so, how do people over here leave for Pesach and stuff like that? Some say it's definitely get a Panoso, but let's say it's not. So, what is the heck to go leave for Pesach? So, the only like, we can send Chapana a Meritat. Meritat says anyone who came to Chutzlaris only came B'tanai. And therefore, since they came B'tanai, they came because the Meritat says if you made a person come and they cannot leave, no one will come. It says, Balbashish. Elamai, it's understood that you came only B'tanai. They're able to leave. The question is, how can your grandkids leave? Maybe your kids are probably at night. Grandkids leave, slug them. But that's just learning like discussing this over here that a person that has a mitzvah, kumis to be here. Now, the Israel Ben Chaim, a taste in Shubas, after Qudom and Bey, says over there, right, that to be able to Eretz Yisrael is Kunos Durachim. He's what he says, Ben Chaim, to be here, he wants a time that there's no mitzvah of Malazel, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because it's very hard to keep the mitzvah's clues for it. People be nifshal, tumas, maisa, shrito, it's very hard. And then we said the Ben Chaim, there's no mitzvah zman azel yishuv Eretz Yisrael. No mitzvah to be here at all. Nothing, zero. Now there is a marit that's brought down by the Pesach Chuvas in Eben Ezer, Simon Ayin Hei, that says this Tosfos is a Talmud Torah. No such Tosfos. A Talmud made up. People blame things and others and say the Maisik, there's no mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael zman azel. However, Moshe and Shuvah, that's written in Tavshin Nun Beis, Tavshin Yud Beis, 1952, it says it's chishish for Ben Chaim. But Moshe Tshuva says, "Bichoshu ben Chaim and Ma'aseh not to live here. It's hard to climb the mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz. We're out to climb it. Ma'aseh practically, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, the Tavshin Chav Ches in 1968, and he writes in Portam and Chushlomo Chalak Gimel. He writes that even according to Ben Chaim, it's manazeh. What's so hard? It's Tluyas Baretz. Can keep the tshuvas of Ma'aseh. I know nothing about tshuvas of Ma'aseh. Shmita. Just buy the Kadosh Kachas. What's so hard?" I just buy whatever it is the Gosh Kochas, Vedas, Sherius, Ruben, Landau, these things, no problem. Just buy the Gosh Kochas, you don't know anything about it. Today, but Manazah should not be any issue. And therefore, Lachor had changed from Moshe's time in 1952 to 1968. It's very easy to keep it. Therefore, Lachor, even with Manazah, the first one time, there is a mitzvah, Yeshiva Yisrael. What is the getter of that mitzvah? Mishmu over here brings down a machlokes. Is it Dafka Shlomnas to be Chazer? You have to come here and live here forever? Brings down the Magabram two sheetahs, or the idea is even walking Dal Amish in Eretz Yisrael, which we're bringing down also made this Nichol in the Mitzvah here, Tukon Chav Ches, we're bringing down two sheetahs over here, either it's walking Dal Amish, or the idea is Shalom Nath to be Chayzer. Also Nichol in the Get of a Mitzvah, come along with more brings down the idea, Parnos is a Mitzvah, certain societies push that very much, others understand it's only a Heksha Mitzvah, the Yisrael Shemoy, others don't seem to understand that that's the real Amish. Why but Eshiel Maisel also the idea of Parnassus and Nichol Geder Mitzvah. Then there are even the Chiddush of Yaliris Pnei Chaveirim has also been Nichol Geder Mitzvah. Seeing Chaveirim also having friends, say the Chorav, Kneilich Chachover, it's very important to have Chavarut. How they do point out, and then Tal says, today the Maisa, since we have other ways of connecting with people, we call them on the phone and other stuff, to the Maisa, for this reason, Lav Dafka, we have the set with Manazer, Elias Pnei Chavarut. So, how much more tell Aloha that we have this idea of Mitzvah the Gemara? Kamal Gemara is, and he takes more to this, the standard situation of a Mitzvah, of Yishvei Yitzol, takes even more to that, even Elias Pnei Chavarut, and also, in Limchus Piyodim, those who are making Lichna get a Mitzvah over here. Now, built upon this, these in Yonim over here, they discuss, can a person have surgery, selective surgery, on Friday? For example, I once was scheduled for brain surgery, and the question was, when to have it? On before Shabbos or after Shabbos? Or another case, I have Kravim. That was, another time, I have Kravim in the mice of a C-section. The doctor gave the person the option, you want Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Give the person the option, when to have a C-section. The question is, when exactly to go do that? Come on the place and they say, look, you have two sigyas over here, you have a problem. One sigyas is Isser, to be garb, to cause a matzah kof nefesh on Shabbos. You have surgery on Thursday and Friday, you matzah kof nefesh on Shabbos. You have right to chal Shabbos. We cannot put yourself in that situation. The second case is that when you have surgery on Thursday or Friday, might say you take away your oinik Shabbos. You're not exactly there, you don't feel too well, and then take away the oinik Shabbos. So the selective surgery, is there a heter? So we discussed by the sigyas by Yeledes, that the cycle says to walk on Friday, on Thursday, you can do slavery, he says the bayam, it's not a sugyo, but flig misfino. If we have matz kroch nefesh, take when you're oinik Shabbos, the mice says there's a problem. Why mam is this concept over here? And they have a common numeriso on the one taino, that the loch is, Moshe, Nash Klein, the Viashim, Shmir Shabbos, to do any selective surgery, you have a choice, when to go do it, before, 3 days before Shabbos or beforehand, you should not do it 3 days before Shabbos, but these two in Yonim over here. However, they do point out that it's not that simple over here. Why does a person do surgery? Why? Because he's in pain, something has to be taken care of. Because it's not in the case of Mokka Mitzvah. I mean, except for the case of the stipulus case, discussing about inducing labor, that itself can be done after Shabbos, not before or after. But all the cases of mice is a problem over here. And the thing that you're doing is what? Is that the surgery you're taking, not doing it for some cosmetic reasons. That's the Mokka Mitzvah. Why are you chayla to heal yourself, wrap yourself in the Mokka Mitzvah. Mokka mitzvah is mutter 3 days beforehand. So Micah says to Eliezer, Mabaya, it's a mokka mitzvah 3 days beforehand. It should be mutter. Or the example of Shlomo Zalman or Orchid Shabbos brings down, the mokka mitzvah, Avada can happen on Thursday, Friday, a lot of pain. Avada can do it 3 days beforehand. Why is it going to get a mitzvah? Why should it be any different over here? The only kash you have in this mahalach, the only kind of mokka mitzvah Avada is mutter, that's true. When you put yourself in a situation that's Vada b'koch nefesh, back to advance, back to Knesset Gdolah, Mishvuah says, Vadim Koch Nefesh, you have no Eter. In these cases, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, you do surgery, you Vadim Koch Nefesh on Shabbos, you surgery on Sunday, you love that to be Matz Koch Nefesh on Shabbos. Why would you have this Eter? Why are those one Taino technically should be more to Mokka Mitzvah? So, just to answer the way there, let's really, Rosh Hashabbos, the Iskash upon itself, what is the Eter of Mokka Vadim Koch Nefesh on the 3 days before and negate the surgery? So they, it's his question to Abiyashiv, and he wants to Yishal Chalik. By now, the Olim should know there are a sugya on the gate of Chayla, a sugya on the gate of Mitzvah. By Chayla, we know what's the halacha of Chayla Sheim Batsakana. You can get a goy to do a halacha of the Raisa, Yisrael can do a halacha of the Avon Bashinoi, Mok Matzarek, even a Shino on the Raisa. We see we have this term negate in the case of a Chayla. Negate the sugya of the Mitzvah, we never find a head to Mok Mitzvah, do a Shino on the Raisa. Lo Matzino Shemanu. Mok Mitzvah, do a Shino on the Avon. We never heard of such a thing. That means the idea of a chayla that we're more worried about in the case of a mitzvah. That means even though a certain time we machman a mitzvah, on a chayla we won't. That means mokka mitzvah, the case of vad b'kof nefesh, to the mitzvah to be machman against the machaber. But in the case of a chayla, we see we're more of a daiga when a person is sick, about his thorough, his tzar, mokka mitzvah loikazu. You want to be koneach, do a case of deraisa, take milk out of the oz of an animal, the case of deraisa of dosh, mokka mitzvah loikazu. David Israel Yashav, what does he have to drink 3 days before Shabbos in case of surgery of Mokum Tsar? Do you know why? It's not just a mitzvah, but Tsar, the Tsar like Gozu. And if we will not have the chum of a case of Vadim Kof Nefesh, the person can't be Michael. Just to end up with other cases in the gate of traveling, that's because you go on a train before Shabbos. You travel on Shabbos, anybody going on a train. So whether some sequence where I saw being down your Bayam and the Sugil Tchumim was one of the stories. No problem with Tchumim, it could be a problem. Forget about all the stories. If you go on an airplane before Shabbos and travel on Shabbos, forget about the problem is landing, It's possible by flying through the whole entire year, through the whole entire Shabbos, since the other said by him to give oinig over here. And therefore, the Swam have different truths about what the issue is exactly. A lot who's not going to boat on the airplane before Shabbos. What's the issue? Go to the airplane before Shabbos. Shabbos is 26 hours. How about that? Because that's Chumim. Yeah, that's Chumim. You land is Chumim. The problem is, what's the problem? It's flying through the air for 26 hours. The Maestro airplane does that. But they just the want to make sure that that's about the oinig Shabbos. Yes, yes. What? Yeah, another Indian. What about going on a bike? Traveling through a bike, is that also a motor? So the independent Shai says, Mabaya, what's the problem? The mini Kleisel is remapper. When is the error? The mini Kleisel, most farm, three different farming down, that a person cannot go on a bike on Shabbos. Now there is a big Mavuko. You see that the fact that we have 10 different reasons to answer it, no one's clear what exactly the issue is to go on a bike. Yaakov Netzki wants to say Nichol Negedev Om Nichol. The Abitina says Om Nichol. He doesn't know what Negedev Om Nichol is for Shami. Those who want to bring down the Kavchaim, the Gzeir, you go out from the Tchum, say up to the case of Tchum over here. The way the Shilas Yaakov brings down, because your bike might break, and you have to go fix your bike over here. They bring down the Ramban beside the Sugya of Tishbois. They bring down, want to say you shake back and forth. That's moving over here. It's not Tishbois over here. It's Nichol Sugya of Tishbois. Fine. They want to bring down, others want to end up working, so the bike leads you to take the place of working. My you don't know what exactly the issue is, but it's certainly Van Hogel, and there really is no real place to discuss it in the going on a bike, so that's why the Pesachim and the Rishon Lezion is down over here. It's going to be traveling over here, so it's going to be of bikes. The Meister, we are Van Hogel, we do not use the Meister bike on Shabbos. However, in the gear to children, in the case of a tricycle, or the case where they have training wheels, Meister, the Moin Am seems to let children go on it, it's not clear there's an issue. Avadu and Machanat come slowly, each one onto their own. If they want it, we don't say anything. Eventually, we'll mechanize them slowly. They discuss about skates or scooters or skateboards and stuff like that. This one, the Malachim discuss in your back and forth. It's very hard to know exactly what it's my bicycle is, but at the end of the day, everyone who comes out the same side. Certainly not an idea of the spirit of Shabbos, the little Shabbos, and therefore they want to say either we'll put it under the idea of bicycles or slowly to mechanize. That's not the correct thing to go do. They will understand that. Again, you have to always know your child, what's important to them. It's not worth it. The seed of chinuch is always not for now, it's for the future. Sometimes people miss the boat and they get this concept. We're not mechanic them to do things now, we don't care about that. We want to make sure when they do it, they will want to do it and understand the appreciation for it in the future of here. And therefore, these idea of different things that people do use on Shabbos, Maisa, we're mechanic them. Everyone understands that it's certainly not in the concept of Shabbos, a person should not go do that. I feel like the Hanukkah.